Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. From utopia fiction to realism nonfiction, Unspoken Revivalism by our guest on the program, El Kothar Maki, is an inspirational work of art and an educational textbook that will influence people from every part of the world. The handcrafted color and illustrations by the author herself make this textbook the only book of its kind. Uniquely, the poetry, quotes, and literary works are as original as the cover. She is an author, writer, entrepreneur, business student at the University of Michigan. Born and raised in Detroit, she's learned the importance of socio-economical, cultural, racial diversity. She's communicated with diverse audiences as a public speaker for various poetic conventions, and she's best known for her impeccable work ethic and poetic drama, portraying utopia to realism through real-life experiences. El Kothar Maki, author of Unspoken Revivalism, our guest on This Week in America. El Kothar, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Thank you for having me.
Really excited about the conversation today and really impressed with the work and what you've done. The basic question, I guess, is what propelled your life to one, becoming a poet and a philosopher? Where did this all start for you?
Good question. What propelled the life path to become a writer was the fact that I struggled to read and write when every child my age could read and write. This cognitive milestone put me in a paradoxical situation in which my childhood placed me in a state of continual enemy. My struggle brought upon various emotions of self-worth, and in order to escape and retreat, I created a world of melodrama where I could express my emotions freely. There, all my hopes and aspirations were gratified through poetic muse.
The book is Unspoken Revivalism by our guest on the program, El Kothar Maki. I'll spell that and give you information. Book, by the way, available at strattonpress.com. I'll give you that as we go through the program. And if you go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, you'll be able to link on directly to the book. You do talk about that in the preface of the book, isolated from your peers during your studies. Talk about that hardship and how it really impacted the outcome of your literary work.
Right. The outcome of my literary work portrays a plethora of human emotion relative to my struggle as a child. Not only did I want to overcome this milestone, I also felt the need to become a writer and an accomplished author with purpose. And that meant I had to find the confidence and perseverance to take myself to the next level by creating a literary artwork that is original. My own hard work from the cover to the illustrations, and that exemplifies my impeccable work ethic. Additionally, creating a book that also educates the reader is the most satisfying compliment as an author. My work portrays sadness, pain, challenge, and resilience in the face of adversity. And with resilience stems happiness, interest, and curiosity.
It's interesting how the book is resonating with people on so many levels, and the format of the book is unique and interesting as well. You've divided the book into three parts. Talk about the three parts, the sections, and what they represent, and why you decided to present it in this format.
The Lettre is a compilation of poetry that gives large emphasis to figures of speech through its elusive style. There, readers will find a rich and extensive vocabulary eccentric to the commoner. Incentives are to promote minds of youth as minds of wisdom by seeking truth and ethics in an ever-changing society. Moreover, I offer self-inventing terms such as pro-peace and pro-humanity. In the academic segment, I offer a student-teacher's guide that serves as a teaching tool that covers a myriad of topics where readers are asked to define words, problem solve, and answer critical thinking questions. I wrote the book in this format to give the readers an opportunity to be part of this journey, critique my work and reflect on their own experiences.
The book is Unspoken Revivalism. Our guest on the program is Elkother Mackey. Her first name is spelled A-L-K-A-W-T-H-E-R, and Mackey is M-A-K-K-I. If you go to our website, you'll find all the information there, link onto the book. One of the sources for the book is stratton-press.com. And again, if you're traveling and can't remember all of that, simply go to our website. All the information will be there. In the first section of the book, you have a complimentary drawings to go with the poems. Talk about your creative process as a poet, how you go about a project like this.
My creative process as a poet is stimulated by whatever strikes my fancy in the past, the present, future, and in the unexpected moment. At times, I can be inspired by a unique word, a peculiar painting, a fascinating dream, an unexplainable phenomena, or simply emotion. My creative process is never limited to an explicit system or order. And many times, a unique word becomes a poem, and other times, a poem is followed by an illustration or even a scribble.
So I get the impression research for you, source material for you, is what real life, whatever you happen to see, feel, appreciate, is a source possibly for a work from you.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, it's amazing the process that goes into doing something like the book, Unspoken Revivalism. The second part of the book is titled Incentives. You offer the reader philosophical views. What purpose do you feel that this accomplishes with the incentive section of the book?
The purpose of incentives is to get the reader to become aware of their surroundings, take control of their life, and prioritize their efforts for their lifelong endeavors. Readers will understand the importance of good conduct to become a functional, contributing, self-proclaimed human being in the challenging world we live in today. I offer tips on how to strategize for a solution in the unexpected moment and how to adapt to change in high-pressure environments.
With us on the program, Elkother Mackey, author of the book Unspoken Revivalism. I love this section of the book. In Proverbs, you talk about the difference between education and knowledge. Boy, that gets us thinking as we're reading that section. How do you apply education and knowledge to reach a higher level of overall intelligence?
For the most part, we seek education in a desired field of study, either to make ends meet, master a skill, or to create an influential change in society. It's crucial to apply skill at full potential according to knowledge of the environment, and that's what's important. Always use critique as a troubleshooting method to defer mental instability and create equilibrium.
The book will make you think. That's just one of many sections of the book that will capture your attention. It's an excellent read, and it's a book that you'll be unable to put down. You'll be going back to it from over a vast period of time, Unspoken Revivalism. Third part of the book is interesting as well. You offer academic guidelines. What led you to write a book that not only inspires but educates the reader as well?
What led me to write a book that educates the reader is because I felt like I was a special student who needed a different method of learning. I believe not all students learn the same way. Plus, there's a need for special practices and techniques, each for visual, auditory, reading, writing, and kinesthetic learners. Unspoken Revivalism touches base with all of these learning methods to accommodate and encourage the reader. With this prospect, my curiosity is satiated.
And you touch that in all of us as we read the book. What do you think makes a literary piece stand out from the rest of the crowd? And I ask that because I really feel what you've accomplished with Unspoken Revivalism does. What makes a literary piece heads and shoulders above the others or stand out from the others?
Passion is what makes a literary piece stand out from the crowd. passion is proprietary in any literary work, especially because it can be felt by the reader. I have different writing styles written with passion, each that serve a different purpose. Unspoken revivalism entertains, shocks, persuades, informs, calls to action, and educates the reader. To compose an exemplary work of art, I chose to speak to a wider audience where the context of my subjects are also diverse and well applied by promoting liberty, equality, and world peace.
The book Unspoken Revivalism is available at stratton-press.com. You'll find it at all the usual places. If you go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, you can link on directly to the website. The author and guest on our program today is Elkother Mackey. The book is, again, Unspoken Revivalism. I want to come back to the student teacher's guide. I really like this aspect of the book. From essay questions to critical thinking exercises, you challenge the readers to analyze and to critique your work. Why did you offer these tools to the reader?
To analyze and critique a work through critical thinking exercises is an essential tool that enhances one's academic performance and allows readers to draw logical conclusions because they now understand the material. It also gives the reader opportunities to step out of their comfort zone and think outside the box, where they can problem solve, develop, and execute solutions.
This is a very broad question, but you are part of the media in what you do and how you touch and impact lives. What's your overall opinion on the media, and how do you think it impacts society, affects society today?
I believe that media has a false consensus effect. It has become more prevalent and widespread since the social media surge in 2012. A greater opportunity to advertise, to be seen and heard, is convenient in the fast-paced world. On the other hand, there's an opportunity cost and challenges our society is facing today. Unfortunately, people are adapting to norms and behaviors that defy their ability to be resourceful with sound judgment. Hence, this continual state and use of computer technologies has weakened interpersonal communications and minimized soft skills. For example, time management, problem solving, and communicating in spoken and written words. And these are essential in the workplace. So I believe that we need to ask ourselves if this is a path we want to continue on, because in retrospect, a weaker mind is not progress, and that fails to serve our purpose as human beings.
And balance is another word that comes into mind as you're talking. And as someone who's lived through a number of decades and seen a number of changes, you think, boy, isn't it wonderful what we have now? And then you're thinking, but is it really across the board all that wonderful? It's one of the topics that Elkother talks about so eloquently in her book, Unspoken Revivalism. You've mentioned the word purpose quite often during the course of the interview, and you do during the book as well, Unspoken Revivalism. What do you believe is the purpose of our existence?
The purpose of our existence is to uplift humanity. You succeed by contributing to society, making progress rather than change. Every person has a purpose in life and the ability to seek every opportunity, create an innovation out of every challenge, because you can embrace the challenge and create a positive from two negatives.
You call yourself an extraordinary poetic philosopher. Your book is not ordinary, but original. How do you go, and this is a question so many people probably ask themselves consciously or subconsciously, how do you go from ordinary to extraordinary? What's the key to make that leap?
To go from ordinary to extraordinary, you have to self-regulate and consider a self-assessment. Ask yourself, are you organized, curious, open-minded, resourceful, detailed, and efficient? Then you have to eliminate procrastination and negative energy, acquire timeliness and self-efficacy. Finally, you have to initiate set goals through self-talk and have a growth mindset. It's important to be courageous, confident, and competent, and you will be extraordinary and create something proprietary if you do that.
You say that people are more alike than we think we are. What ways do you think we are the most alike? And I ask that thinking of the present situation in our country and in the world. Boy, we really need to find some commonality out there now. What ways are we more alike than we may even realize?
As people, we all feel the need to become our best self, and we are all in search of a new light, distant from civil violence and racial propaganda. Many have struggled in their past experiences, yet all are in search of purpose and happiness. Colorful faces from various places, all reminded that they are human and they can relate their emotions of sadness, pain, happiness, laughter. They are all inspired, not only in solitude, but in unity. And, you know, those are emotional phenomena that you can hear. They echo. And especially if you have people sitting in a theater and people that are watching a play or performance on stage, you can hear their emotions, and they're all relative to each other.
Very important words from our guest on the program, L. Kothar Mackey, author of the book Unspoken Revivalism. A few minutes left in the program, going by too quickly. Do you have a motto or a mantra in life that you sort of fall back on to get you to maintain that level of extraordinariness that you have out there?
Well, my vision is much rooted in experience, as it is in the vision of the future. Starting with an empowering voice, always ready for the next big thing. So I don't have just one motto in life. I have several. I think that most important ones, life is all about helping other people. And you should live with ambition, purpose, and drive. And to live a quality life by finding value and appreciation in health and wellness.
And you certainly have done that. What do you hope people take away from reading your book, Unspoken Revivalism? When it's over, what do you hope they take away that will help them be better and impact lives in a positive way?
What I want readers to take from my book is to never lose sight of what it means to be human. Be inspired to become your best self, to realize that you can overcome any obstacle by believing in your purpose.
And this started for you when you were isolated from your peers during your studies, and you've talked about that. It's reflected in the book as well, and how you used that and turned your life around. I mean, just touching others in such a positive way through all of her works, including Unspoken Revivalism. L. Kothar Mackey, our guest on the program. This has been fascinating. Thank you so much for being with us on the program today. Wish we had like a couple of hours to talk about everything, and maybe we can arrange to do that again the next time. Thank you for being with us on the program.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it. Have a blessed day.
You as well. It's been our pleasure having you on the program. Our guest, L. Kothar Mackey, and her first name is spelled A-L-K-A-W-T-H-E-R, and Mackey is M-A-K-K-I. The book is Unspoken Revivalism. You'll find it wherever books are sold. I'll direct you to stratton-press.com. And all that, if you're traveling and it's too much to remember, go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. All the information is there on the book, Unspoken Revivalism. You are listening to This Week in America, and we're back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.